Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting surgical with a classic old-school DNB move, routing the 808 tail so it doesn't just act like a kick extension, but like a full-on moo generator. We're after that smoky warehouse low-end, the kind that feels like it's rolling through concrete corridors, while the brakes crack on top. This is an advanced Ableton Lev 12 workflow lesson. So we're not starting from zero, we're focusing on routing decisions, tone shaping, mix discipline, and how to make the tail support the tune without turning the low end into mud. The big idea is simple, the transient and the tail should not be treated the same way. The punch of the kick needs to stay clean and direct, while the tail gets its own lane to get dark, saturated, controlled, and a little bit haunted. That separation is what gives you that proper old school weight. First, choose your source. You want an 808 style kick or sub hit with a clear attack and a long decay. You can use a sample. You can synthesize one in operator, or you can layer a transient on top of a tail. If you're building it in operator, start with a sine wave on oscillator A, give it a fast pitch drop, and keep the amplitude envelope long enough for the tail to breathe. A decay somewhere in the 400 to 900 millisecond range is a good starting point for this style. You're not trying to make a clean, modern trap 808. You want something that feels like the foundation of a system. Now comes the important workflow decision. Split the transient and the tail. This is where the control really opens up. You can duplicate the source and make one version punchier and shorter for the main drum path, then make another version with a softer attack and longer decay for the tail. Or, if you want a cleaner Ableton workflow, keep the dry kick on the main track and route the tail to a return track. For this kind of DNB, I like having the dry transient on the main drum channel and the tail on a dedicated return or group chain. That keeps the punch intact and gives you a separate place to shape the atmosphere. So let's build the tail return. A solid stock chain in Live 12 would be EQ8, saturator, glue compressor or compressor, another EQ8, utility, and then optional ambience like hybrid, reverb or echo if the track wants a little more haze. Start with EQ8. Clean up the tail before you start making it dirty. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the tail is stepping on your bass or kick area, make a small cut around 120 to 200 Hz. If it starts sounding boxy, dip somewhere in the 250 to 400 Hz region. And if there's too much click or top-end noise hanging around, low pass it or soften the highs. The goal is weight without blur. Next, add saturator. This is where the tail starts translating on more systems. A little drive goes a long way here. Try plus 2 to plus 6 dB to start, with soft clip on. If you want a rougher edge, experiment with analog clip or just a touch of overdrive. The point is not to wreck the sub, it's to add harmonics so the tail has attitude and can still be felt when the fundamental isn't dominant. Then compress it lightly. Glue compressor is great if you want the tail to feel like one dense object. Use a medium attack, a release that breathes with the groove, and just a few dB of gain reduction. You're not smashing it, you're gluing it together. If you want the tail to duck more actively around the groove, switch to compressor and sidechain it from the kick or the drum bus. In old school DNB, that sidechain interaction is huge. The tail should support the rhythm, not smear over it. After that, use a second EQ8 for final tone shaping. This is where you refine the tail to fit the key and the arrangement. If one note rings too hard, notch it out. If the system can handle more weight, add a slight boost around 60 to 90 Hz. If the tail is creeping into the mids, pull some of that 200 to 300 Hz buildup away. This stage is all about making the tail sit in the track instead of sitting on top of it. Finish the chain with utility. This is where you lock down the stereo image. Keep the low end mono, or at least very narrow, because wide sub might sound exciting in headphones, but it falls apart fast in a club or on a big system. If you want some haze, let it live in the upper harmonics, not in the fundamental. For warehouse DNB, the sub should feel solid, centered, and physical. If you want more depth, you can add hybrid reverb, but be subtle. We're not making a huge ambient wash. We're adding the feeling of air trapped in a concrete room. Small room or concrete convolution, short decay, very light mix, and high pass the reverb return aggressively, so it doesn't crowd the low end. A touch of space can turn the tail from a kick extension into a scene. Now let's talk about groove. The tail has to move with the break. If it lingers too long, it will mask the snare hits and destroy the urgency. Use sidechain compression from the kick or, even better for jungle and rollers, from the break bus. That way the tail breathes around the chopped rhythm instead of fighting it. Keep the attack fast, the release in the 80 to 180 millisecond range, and duck a few dB whenever the groove needs room. Another powerful workflow is to trigger the tail with MIDI. Make a dedicated MIDI lane and program ghost notes where the tail should bloom. Short notes can give you tight hits in the drop, while longer notes can open things up in breakdowns or intros. This is a really nice way to make the tail behave like a sub phrase rather than just a static low-end event. Use it like an instrument. Don't just let it fire on every downbeat unless that's the exact effect you want. And that brings us to arrangement. Old school DNB is about tension and release. The 808 tail should not be constant all the time. In the intro, let it hint at the mood with sparse, filtered hits. In the build, open it up a little more. In the drop, tighten it and keep it mono and disciplined. In the breakdown, let it smear out a bit more and carry some of that smoky atmosphere. Then automate it again for switch-ups and fills. Even small changes in decay, send amount, or note length can make the whole tune feel alive. A really important teacher note here, treat the 808 tail like a support instrument, not a bass line replacement. Its job is to add weight and attitude between the break hits. If the tail and the main bass are both fighting for the same low frequencies, the mix will collapse, so carve rolls. Let the tail own the sub weight and decay, and let your bass line handle the mid-range movement and character. Also, be careful with stereo. Too much width on the low end is one of the fastest ways to make the style fall apart. Keep the fundamental mono and only allow width in the dirt layer or in higher harmonics. If you want extra character, try a parallel dirty return with saturator, amp, pedal, or a bandpass filter texture layer. Blend it in subtly. That can give you that rusty metal warehouse edge without sacrificing the core sub. Another pro move is to resample the processed tail once you found the sound. Print it to audio. That makes arrangement faster, lets you edit the tail visually, and removes the need to keep a heavy live chain running forever. If the tail starts feeling late or smeared, check latency in the device chain. Saturation and convolution can soften the response more than you think, so keep the main kick path lean and the tail path under control. For a practical exercise, build a 16-bar loop at around 170 BPM with an amen-style break and a respace. Set up your 808 tail return with EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, EQ8, and utility. Place 808 tail hits on a few key bars instead of every downbeat. Automate the send-up in the first half of the loop, extend the decay a little in the second half, and narrow the width in the drop. Then bounce it and compare it against a dry version. You should hear the low end feel deeper, smokier, and more physical, not just louder. So to recap, start with a strong 808 source, split the transient from the tail, route the tail to a dedicated return or group, shape it with EQ, saturation, compression, and mono control, sidechain it so it fits the break, and automate it so it behaves like part of the arrangement. Keep it dark, keep it disciplined, and keep it supporting the tune. If you get this right, the 808 tail stops being just a kick body and becomes a signature atmosphere generator for smoky old-school DNB. That's the move. Tight, deep, and warehouse ready.